Yeah, Ryan Hartley here from Wisbet Yesterday. I hope you enjoyed episode 238 from yesterday with Busy Gold. If you haven't listened, be sure to go and catch up. Busy is the founder of The Break Method, a sustainable alternative to therapy. That conversation is absolutely going to have you questioning and challenging all narratives in your life. And the thing I'd love to talk about today is just this word calloused. There's a highly popular guy in the world, the personal development world. His name is David Goggins. He talks a lot about callousing the mind. And I can see how that benefits him. I can see how callousing the mind leads him to do things that are just far beyond the comprehension and capabilities of most people. And he credits that to just getting in the reps and callousing the mind. And I can see the value in that. I can see how being calloused in a way that denies short-term gratification and this kind of inner voice that says, I don't want to do that today. Well, the callous is he just gets out and does it. And he puts in the reps, he puts in the miles, and he becomes someone capable of doing what many won't be able to do because of that callousing. But here's the thing. I'd love to just balance that out a little bit, because the word callous in Dutch means hardvochtig. I'm sure I probably haven't pronounced that properly. But calloused in Dutch means hardvochtig, which means hard-hearted. So to be calloused means to be hard-hearted. There's a degree of being cold without heart. And I guess that's what happens when we subject our life to such stress that we become insensitive, we become heartless, we lose our ability to feel and sense both ourselves, our need, and those around us. You know, and my encouragement to you is to simply just acknowledge if that is present, if that is, you know, what your life has started to become, this hard-heartedness of callousing, this, you know, then start to look at it with compassion as a defense mechanism to a life that is full of stress. Either the stress that you're subjecting yourself to or the one that life is surrounding you with. And my invitation is to you is to start to posture that heart in a softer way. Yes, callousing our mind may be in a way of being able to do those things that are difficult beyond the self instant gratification, but also being able to be have a posture of a heart that is both soft and sensitive to our needs and to those around us. We don't need to be going into life punishing ourselves. And I understand David Goggins has become a human being capable of wonderful things. And I understand that if you've subjected yourself to a lot of callousing, you've probably achieved a lot of wonderful things of this world. What matters most is that we bring about balance. We do that by bringing the fullness of our heart, the softness of our heart, and the callousing of our mind and the hands. Because we do not want to be misbalanced, imbalanced, where we're just turning up robotically, putting in the miles, putting in the reps, so subjective to stress that we have lost the capability to feel love for ourselves, love for other human beings. It's effectively what Damon West was talking about in The Coffee Bean, that when life's pressure hits, the egg goes hard. And I think that's what happens to human beings, is that when a human being is subject to so much stress and pressure, where life no longer has stressful moments but is a stressful existence, then of course the heart hardens. It becomes calloused. It is a protection mechanism. It can't be let down. It can't be abandoned. It can't be failed. It can't be victim of anything outside of its control. And it's a defense mechanism. And it's a protection. And the only way we soften that is to give it a posture of heart of compassion that says, I know and I understand why this is happening. I understand the stress in my life. I understand the things that I'm trying to protect myself. And just posture your heart saying that it might not need to be that way. And invite some softer heart that allows that serving of your needs, that allows that positioning of you wherever that is looked after, is nurtured, is cared for. And slowly but surely we can come back to the world, you know, with a softening of the heart and still being able to do the things that we've trained ourselves, should I say, made possible through the callousing, whether that be the work ethic that we have, whether it be the strength and the discipline to do what's difficult, build businesses, to put children first, whether it be to, you know, do your creative work, to do physical exercise, wherever it might be, you can still do those things, but also along with it, the balance of a softness of heart that means that you're capable of giving yourself what you need in that moment, capable of allowing other people in, capable of loving other people. And I think that's what really makes a great balance between heart and mind, a soft heart, callous mind. And I think that's where we really come to the world as a fullest, most healthy expression of ourselves. So David Goggins, like, whether you look at that guy as what's possible or whether that guy is a freak of nature, he is showing what is possible with a callous mind. My encouragement to you is, if you're going to listen to his advice, also do what you can to create a softness of heart along with it. And then that will really be a powerful, powerful expression of a human being. Thank you for being here. I look forward to sharing our 1,000th episode very, very soon. But until then, thank you for listening. Always love.